News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Where we begin is with Sinn Féin's legislation being brought to the Dáil later today to remove the mandatory 3-day waiting period that is required before you can receive an abortion. Eilis Mulroy is with us. She's spokesperson for the pro-life campaign, and I'm joined as well by Louise O'Reilly, who is Sinn Féin spokesperson on social protection and TD for Dublin Fingal West. And Louise, let me begin with you, because when this was brought forth by the Social Democrats, your own health spokesperson, David Cullinan, said that the legislation lacked democratic legitimacy, and Holly Cairns described it as an outrageous and spurious attack on her legislation, which was based on an expert analysis of the existing law. Now it seems you're offering the same legislation.
We're not. This legislation is designed to only remove the 3-day wait. It is designed to make it very real, a very practical and compassionate difference in the delivery of abortion care and healthcare for women. I believe that this legislation will pass, and Anton, your listeners and anyone who followed the repeal of the Eighth Amendment and that campaign will know well that it wasn't recommended by the Citizens' Assembly. I was the party spokesperson on health at the time. I watched the proceedings of the Citizens' Assembly. The 3-day wait was not recommended there. It wasn't recommended by the Joint Directors Committee on the Eighth Amendment that I sat on. We didn't recommend it. It was a political construct. It was put into the legislation by Fine Gael at a very late stage. And we believe that now is the time for it to be removed. In fact, it's probably past time for it to be
and
removed.
And why, Louise? What problem do you see it causing?
Well, there's an issue around access, which we know, and the access to GPs, access to abortion care is not uniform geographically. So a lot of women can have trouble accessing the GP in the first instance. That was identified by the O'Shea report. It acts as a barrier. It doesn't make the service any safer. It doesn't provide support. It simply makes access harder. And we believe that that it is time that it's past time that barrier now,
will
to access
who,
and healthcare
who oppose
is removed.
The removal of the barrier say that it isn't that it acts as a barrier, but that rather it acts as a cooling off period?
Well, I don't think there's any other form of healthcare for which a person is required to have a cooling off period. We know it acts as a barrier because the O'Shea report found that. So we understand that it acts as a barrier. And of course, if you are a woman in a coercive control situation, you will find it very hard to get to your GP once, never mind twice. So this isn't about support or care. This wait isn't about support. It's not about care. It is just about restricting access.
Let me bring in then Eilis Mulroy, who is spokesperson for the pro-life campaign. Eilis, for women, therefore, who have challenges in accessing a GP, whether that be for reasons of coercive control, of geography or of finances, this acts as a major blockage to healthcare.
Thanks, Anton. Sinn Féin have referenced coercion on a few occasions as a reason for getting rid of this 3-day wait. And honestly, it's a point that's really hard to make sense of. In fact, we know the reality is that recent court cases that have happened here in Ireland and that are ongoing, we've already seen two men given lengthy prison sentences linked to forcing women into abortion. The 3-day wait is a protection for those women and not the opposite. And honestly, it's a very strange point that Sinn Féin is making. And I think Louise O'Reilly and her colleagues need to read the victim impact statements from those women, and they need to read the HSE reply to a parliamentary question from Carl Nolan back in March 2022, where the HSE acknowledged the reality of coercion and said that meeting the woman in person increases the likelihood of a provider identifying any coercion or domestic abuse, around having an abortion. So the 3-day wait makes possible that in-person consultation. And the Sinn Féin proposal, it just does a great disservice to women to talk about coercion without the basic facts.
And Eilis, what of the broader point? Because Louise is making the point that says that this is the only form of healthcare where you are required to have a cooling off period, that it assumes that a cooling off period is needed for a woman to make a choice about her own body, and that you might have issues making it difficult to access a second GP, regardless of whether it be coercion, it could be cash, could be geography. What of all those points?
First of all, there are waiting periods before abortion in a number of countries. In Germany, there's a 3-day waiting period with counselling required before an abortion. In Belgium, there's a legal waiting period, which is up to 6 days. But There is evidence, and this is the important thing, there's solid evidence that the three-day waiting period in Ireland has saved hundreds of lives every year since repeal took effect. Based on the number who went on to the initial abortion consultation and who went and those who went for the second consultation. So the HSE data shows us that over 10,000 women didn't return after the three-day wait. By allowing that time for reflection, as evidenced by those figures, that provision gave women the space to make informed decisions and many just seeking support, talking to somebody and then choosing to continue their pregnancies. And the question I would ask of Sinn Féin and of David Cullinan, who brought forward this bill on behalf of Sinn Féin, he needs to answer one simple question. Before introducing the bill, did he consult with any of the thousands of women who changed their minds during the three-day reflection period and continued with their pregnancies? And Deputy O'Reilly referenced the Marie O'Shea and the three-year review report. In fact, when Marie O'Shea, the author of the three-year review, went before the Oireachtas Health Committee in 2023, when challenged on this point, she admitted that she hadn't consulted or spoken with any woman who used that three-day wait.
Okay, well, let me pick up on that then with Louise O'Reilly.
And we've had over 60,000 abortions since appeal. And how many
we have that point now. Louise, let me go back to you on that issue. The 10,000 women who have failed to return after the first appointment, it is Eilish's contention that they are people who had time to give consideration to the decision and reverse the decision.
Yeah, and Eilish is attributing an awful lot to figures there without any evidence to back it up. So we know that in some instances, we know that in some instances that a woman may not be, that it may not be possible for a woman to have an abortion because she's past the 12 weeks. So within those figures, and the figures 10,000, are very small, but within those figures, I don't accept the figure of 10,000. As Eilish has said, it's a matter of hundreds over, it's a matter of hundreds every year. But when you look into those figures, you will see some of those women, it's not suitable for them to have an abortion. Some of them were not pregnant, some of them miscarried in the meantime. And of course, you know, and it shouldn't be lost on this, the elimination of the three-day wait does not require a woman to have the abortion on the day that she first goes to her GP. She can, of course, do that in her own time and within.
And what are the questions that Eilish asked as to whether or not you or David Cullinan had talked to any of those women to get the evidence around their decisions?
Well, I have spoken to women in my own constituency who have advised that they felt that the three-day wait was inappropriate. They feel that it is patronising, and there isn't another form of healthcare for which you are required to wait 3 days. No matter if it's happening in other countries. Well, I'm interested in legislating for women.
Sorry,
who
just
live
on that, Louise, there are lots of forms of healthcare where the wait is intrinsic. If you arrive with a medical crisis, for instance, a disease or cancer treatment, your treatment protocols will be discussed with you and there will be a period of reflection before anything is done, and that is just the nature of the system. It may not be written in legislation, but it is the norm.
It's not mandated in law, Anton. It's not mandated in law. It's a discussion that you have with your doctor, and you know, and the appropriate care is decided for you at the appropriate time, except when it comes to abortion care for women, where the law dictates that there has to be a wait. The law does not dictate a wait for any other form of healthcare. So we need to be very, very clear about that. And I go back to my original point, which is this was not recommended by the Citizens Assembly. It wasn't recommended by the Joint Oireachtas Committee.
We have that point,
and
Louise. So let me go back to Eilish on the other issue.
As a barrier. We need to remove that barrier.
We have that point. Eilish, can I go back to you on the thing of the reflection and the notion that the three-day wait is what gives pause for reflection? Any woman who does a pregnancy test and realises that she is pregnant, presumably she has lots of scope to reflect on her choices and decisions before the first visit to the GP. Why add an unnecessary legislative delay?
Well, first of all, you know, Louise is talking about healthcare. Abortion is a life-ending procedure. It's a very different thing. The idea of 72 hours, we're talking about 72 hours to take time before deciding to go ahead with a life-ending, irreversible decision. It's irreversible, not like many other things. The idea that we would be, you know, wouldn't be in favour of that just doesn't make any sense at all. We've had 60,000 abortions since the law came into effect. And, you know, this is a point that Sinn Féin completely overlooks. And nobody has a monopoly on kind of talking to them. Just because, you know, you're coming from the pro-life side, we deal with hundreds of women over the years who are part of the campaign, who deeply regret their abortion, who would have loved to have had people during a period of time to give them some kind of support, to give them help them out and to help them get through that period. And the idea that, you know, with close to 11,000 abortions taking place in Ireland today, Sinn Féin are behaving as though, you know, the scale of those abortion numbers and the resulting loss of life is nothing to be concerned about. And, you know, I really believe that people should be strongly getting onto their own TDs to tell them to robustly reject this bill and get back to governing the country and dealing with all the other challenges that people have
in today's world. That is Eilish Mulroy, who is spokesperson for the Pro-Life Campaign. And before her, Louise O'Reilly. And thank you, Louise. Sinn Féin spokesperson on social protection and TD for Dublin Fingal West. A lot of texts coming in. Anton, as my options helpline worker for 7 years, I've had six women who have changed their minds during the three-day wait windows. And hundreds who haven't. My Options, as in that's the title of it, My Options provides information to anyone having an unplanned pregnancy. As another, as a man whose ex had an abortion without telling me or discussing it, removing the three-day wait completely eliminates any voice or right a potential father ever had. Although I don't know that there's anything in the law that requires a woman to speak to anybody else during the three-day wait period. I voted for the removal of the Eighth Amendment, but this three-day wait removal is a step too far. Another abortion, the only medical procedure where there is another human life who doesn't have a say involved. If you have a view, 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. WhatsApp 087 1400 106. And if you missed the discussion, it is rooted in Sinn Féin bringing forth legislation to the Dáil today to remove the three-day wait period that is enshrined in law before an abortion can be obtained. And that's going to be going before the Dáil today. And if you missed that discussion, you can, of course, listen back on newstalk.com or on the Go Loud app.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.